こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。引き続き、連動、テキストと連動した自動スクロール、
はい、
ご好評いただいています。試してくださった方ありがとうございます。あのアプリデフォルトではオフになってるので、自動スクロールが
It's on now.
Oh, it's on になってんの、yeah. ah, okay. あ、OK。 じゃあデフォルトで今オンになったらしいです。すいません。なので、やってみてください。多分すごく便利だと思います。あとバイリンガルニュース公式サイトのストアで猫星人キャップファイナルローンチしています。白いねキャップなんですけど、なんでファイナルっていう名前かっていうのはちょっとメンバーの皆様にはお伝えしているので、そこに留めておく。
Is it final though?
ファイナルだからといって最後とは限らないんだけど。
Oh, it's also
理由はちょっと。
It's a snapback, so that part's different.
あ、そうだね。そうね。ちょっと今までと違う。あのちなみに今後ろでもし音が聞こえてるとしたら猫です。ゴロゴロゴロゴロ言ってんだよね。プルプル。これマイク入ってるかな。めっちゃゴロゴロ言ってる。まだねマイケルアメリカにいるんだもんね。
Yes.
In Arizona. 1個目。キングスカレッジロンドンの研究で世界価値観調査で収集された24カ国の大規模なデータをもとに、あなたにとって仕事は重要ですかという質問に対し、はいと答えた人の割合が多かった順に国別ランキングが作成されました。1位はフィリピンとインドネシアで 99% の人が仕事が重要であると答えており、次にナイジェリアの 97%、 イランの 96% と続きました。日本は 81% で、最も少なかったのはイギリスの 73% でした。また、仕事は常に最優先されるべきだと答えた割合が最も多かったのはエジプトの 92%、 最も少なかったのは日本で 10% でした。イギリスの世代別に見ると、仕事を常に優先すべきと考える人はミレニアル世代で最も顕著に減少傾向にあり、2009年には 41% だったのに対し、2022年には 14% になっていました。
In a study by King's College London, researchers ranked countries based on data from a global survey involving participants from 24 countries. Survey subjects were asked, quote, "Is work important to you?" And countries were ranked by the prevalence of people who answered yes. The top two countries were the Philippines and Indonesia, where 99% of respondents considered work important. Next were Nigeria at 97% and Iran at 96%. Japan came in at 81%, and the lowest ranking country was the United Kingdom at 73%. Additionally, when asked if work is always the most important, the country with the highest yes response rate was Egypt at 92%, while the lowest was Japan at 10%. Looking at generational differences in the UK, those who believe that work should always be prioritized decreased significantly, with 41% in 2009 compared to just 14% in 2022.
猫がめっちゃ
So dumb.
マイケルの前を歩き回って
。Oh no.
これみんなに見せてあげたいんだけど、今パソコンの上に寝転がってしまった。そう、これイギリスの研究だから必然的にイギリスにすごくフォーカスされているんだけど、仕事が常に最優先されるべきで、一番はいって答えたのが少なかったのが日本で 10% ってのがちょっとね、私はびっくりしたんだけど、あの日本は世界の中でも結構仕事を常に最優先している人が多いような印象なんだけど、
うん、
仕事は最優先しているが常に最優先するべきかと言われると、実はそう思ってない人が多いっていうことなのかね。
うん、I'm surprised that it's the lowest of all the countries.
ね、意外だったすごく。 めちゃくちゃ優先してるのにみたいな。
Did they say what the generational differences are in Japan?
うん。ジェネレーションはイギリスだけ。
Hmm.
だから、これグラフがあるんだけど、まあ、イギリス、あくまでイギリスの話だけど、世代ごとのデータを年代で切ってみると、その現時点で仕事を重要視する度合いが一番高いのはミレニアル世代で、そこから Gen X、JZ、ブーマー、戦前っていう風に下がっていくんだよね。
うん、
だから、まあ、仕事を引退する年代になると、一気に割合が下がるんだけど、それでもミレニアルは結構、まあ、働く年齢になった直後から、ずっと高い割合を保っているって感じ。
うん。
だから重要視はすごくしてるんだけど、優先すべきかって聞かれると、ミレニアル世代は、まあそう思ってる人はすごく少ない。
うん、
って感じ。
Do you think that's the trend everywhere? Or what do you think?
まあ everywhere かどうかわかんないけど、まあ、イギリス、アメリカ、日本とかだとまあまあ似てる感じにはなりそうだけどね。そんなにすごい差がある感じはしないけど、どうだろう。まあ、結構インスタとか見てると日本もアメリカ、イギリスもミレニアル板挟み問題みたいなオフィスで働いてる人たちね。だからその自分たちが若い時にセクハラパワハラとかが結構横行して、まあ、それは当たり前っていう環境の中で入社している人も結構いて、で自分が偉くなっていくにつれてこれを変えなければって結構強く思ってる人が多いからすごい頑張ってると思うんだよね、
うん、
で上からでも散々厳しく仕込まれてるのもあるから仕事はめっちゃ頑張るんだけど、下の世代には辛い思いさせちゃいけないと思って下にすごい優しくしてるみたいな。で下の世代がしかもまあジェン Z とかもそろそろ入ってくるし、なんかすごい自由な子が多くて、その間でちょっとなんか板挟みになって身を粉にして働いているみたいな友達が私も結構何人か周りにいる。
うん。
なんかちょっと板挟みになっちゃってるのかなっていう。
I'm surprised to see this 99% result from Philippines and Indonesia. Like,
すごいよね。
Well, I mean, I guess work is important. How would you respond to this if you were asked?
I don't know. なんか、important かどうかってその相対的にみたいな意味なのか。
You only get the question. Like you don't get to ask.
I know. なんか難しい。難しいよね。まあ、いいえではないよね。その、別に何の情報もなく、あなたにとって仕事は重要ですかだけ聞かれて、重要ではないって言っちゃうと、ね、そじゃあ仕事ほっぽり出してとか仕事をしないっていうことができますかっていうとそれはできないからいい、まあ重要なのかな、はいなのかねとは思う、
うん、
でも優先されるべきか常に最優先されるべきかっていうと完全に絶対いい家だな私は。
I think in our grandparents' generation there's some after effect from World War II where people are really given this impression that their work is extremely important and they can't take a day off no matter what's going on. And that's how I think a lot of people in our grandparents' generation worked.
You know?
So, and to some extent, even in our parents' generation, I think, especially in Japan, people have speculated that fathers were working way too late and weren't really present to raise their sons, and that's how we ended up with a generation of like 装飾男子 or ギャルを or whatever you want to call that phenomenon.
Right.
You know, how do you get from, you know, samurai to like, you know, J Soul Brothers or whatever. It's probably girlier.
例が、マイケルの例が毎回そのエグザイル系なんだよね。なんでなんだろう。もうそれが不思議なんだけど。
I feel like some groups I am afraid to make fun of. And then there's like...
例えば、何、ジャニーズとかってこと？その怒られそうってこと？
Well, I don't want to... I'm not making fun of them, but if I made fun of like Arashi or something, you know, like...I would be destroyed.
確かにね、確かにね、それあるかもね。エグザイルだったらなんか
平気
言っても大丈夫そうっていうか、ファンの人はそんな怒んないかもしれないけど。
Like I'm not trying to rag on them. I just
yeah.
It's just for the sake of an example.
例えばね。でもそうやってだから言ってるこのディスクレーマー自体もだから怖がってるってことじゃん。
Well, what example would you give?
いや、わかんない。
Okay.
いや、でも、そうね、まあ、意識は結構変わっ、でも、自分もやっぱ仕事は最優先されるべきではないって思ってるし、そんな最優先してるつもりもないって思ってるんだけど、自分の行動を今冷静に顧みてみるとかなり優先してるよね。
うん。
めちゃくちゃ優先はしているな。とは思う。なんかいろいろいろんなあの時自分がどういう行動を取ったかなとかを振り返ってみるとさ。
I think that work ethic is a very important thing, and it's like if I had children, I would want to instill this work ethic and pride in what you do.And, you know, trying to be excellent at whatever you decide to do. Like, the effort, aspiring to excellence, like, I think these are good values to have. Like, I take pride in being, like, a professional, you know, like, now I'm very casual, but...I'm very professional about the parts that I think are really important, I guess.
そうね。
I would say yes to the question. You wouldn't say yes?
To both?
I would not say that work is always the most important. You know, that's some...sort of neurotic sort of a Steve Jobs vibe or something in a bad way. Usually when I say that it's a good thing, but
頭ではそう考えてるけど結構 prioritize はして結構常にしてはいるじゃんなんていうの例えばまあ、すっごい体調が悪くてちょっと休むとかはあっても結構ギリギリまでさあでもこんぐらいならできるかもとか考えたりとかそれだけでも結構プライオリタイズはしてるわけじゃん
But always the most important? Like that's very strong wording You know if there's something personal
like what,
or family what was... related that's
What was the wording?
The like, exact wording?
Yeah, not always prioritize するべきとかだったんだっけ? ちょっと待って。I forget. なんか important... あ、これか。あ、いや、work should always come first. Even if it means less leisure time.
So there's someone I know that...There's someone I heard about recently that, without being specific, didn't go to their well, their child was having a baby, and but they had work, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, so
their
there is...
Their child was...
Yeah, and they had work, and they were gonna, you know, take a day off work. There are some people that just, you know, they don't, no matter what's going on, you know, and 5 days a week, 6 days a week or something.
But, 確かに昔はあのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの世代とかそのうちの親が生まれたような時ってさ。子供が生まれる時に全然別に仕事してる人とか結構いたっぽいじゃん、
うん、
話聞いてると、うん、なんか出張でいないとかもそうだし、まあ普通に今日ちょっと会議があるからみたいな感じで、で女性は一人で産んでるみたいなさ、で生まれて、まあ、しばらく経って仕事落ち着いたら病院に会いに来るみたいな結構聞いたことあるから、
I think they were less...
うちのおじいちゃんとかも多分そうだったし、
I think they were less sure about the timing back then too maybe。
え、でもとはいえさ、とはいえ別にさ、じゃあこっから1週間かかるかもしれませんとかはないわけだから、あったとしてもそっから1日2日以内には基本は生まれるじゃん。
But I hear stories, you know, children were just being born at home and, you know, wherever, right? So I don't
so,
there's like lessplanning around when it happens. I feel like now it's like a very closely monitored and timed thing. They didn't have cell phones back then, you know, like that changes everything. They didn't have iPhones.
Yeah, but from what I hear, it wasn't really like shogana. It's like, oh, you know, he wanted to be there, but he couldn't. It's more likehe wanted to be at work. Like, he didn't really care to be with the family. But 今はさ、さすがにそういうのはないし、まあ出張行ってても、ね、急遽飛んで帰ってくるとかいう人もすごく多いしさ、それが結構普通みたいになってるけど。
Yeah, there might be, I don't know, sort of a gender role type component to that too.Maybe.
Yeah.
I was at the DMV or MVD, as they call it here. It's the Motor Vehicle Division. Getting a state license. And this lady that was helping me there, she tried to log into the computer.And I guess she put her she typed her password in incorrectly twice, and it locked her out. And so she turns around, she's like, "Sally, this fucking system like,
oh
locked me out." It was like, so I'm still adjusting to the cultural differences.Like,
確かに日本でさ役所の人がさこのクソシステムがとか言ってた
らまた
超びっくりするよね。どうしたんですかみたいな。
I'm like standing right there, and I realized in that moment that I was so unsure how to react, like socially. You know, should I smile? Should I pretend I don't exist? You know, like what?
空気を消してね。
Just look at my phone. Should I look at my phone? You know, that's always an option. You know, just start scrolling.
でそれはちょっとアメリカ味があるっていうかすごいね。
And then she started complaining to me about it. You know, and I'm kind of like, I'm not really sure how to respond. You know, it's like, oh, I'll fix it right away. Like, I don't have anything. I don't know.
そうね、大変ですねって感じでニコニコしてるしかないよね。
So she sends me, she asked this Sally or whoever to deal with me. It's like, can you take this guy? You know, it's like this guy. You know, I'm お客様. Okay. I should be お客様.
Yeah.
Or I mean, this is a government building, you know, so it, I'm paying for this.
Yeah.
You know. So I go over to Sally's little desk there, and she's just like, oh my gosh. Okay. What do you need? And I'm like, you know, there's no handoff. I'm square one. She kept yawning, like huge yawns, just a shameless huge yawns. And, you wouldn't see that either, I feel like. And
so, ne?
So you, I kind of got the impression that they don't feel like their work is that important, but
so, ne?
But maybe that's not necessarily the case. You know, the cultural context is different, and you know, maybe that those are like separate things. But certainly in Japan, you would get the impression that, you know, this person doesn't care about their job.
アメリカとかイギリスもそういうちょっとあるけど、その雇われてる側と経営陣 の意識の差っていうのがすごく大きいじゃん。で、それでもう当然なわけだよね。その経営陣ほどお金もらってないし、だってそこまでの責任あるわけじゃないからっていう意識と、日本はでもバイトとかでも経営陣の視点を持てみたいなさ、それぐらいの責任を持ってやれみたいな、でみんながそういうふうにやってるから、なんかそれはすごいいいことでもあり悪いことでもあるよね、場合によっては。だからそれが今、正直さっき出たけど、ちょっとジャニーズの問題がすごいことになってるじゃん。それを見てて、日本でやっぱその経営陣とそうじゃない人の目線が別々になってないから、すごい話がなんかあさっての方向に向いてるなって思うことが結構ある。その経営陣が持っている責任と、それ以外の人が持っている責任が全然本当は別のものであって、さっきのマイケルが言ったみたいに、そのこのクソパソコンが、ね、最悪なんだけどっていうのは、自分のアイデンティティとその組織のアイデンティティが別になってるわけじゃん、
うん、
だからそこで簡単に切り離せるわけだけど、日本はそこが一緒になってる、経営陣でもないんだけど一緒になって、経営陣と同じような責任を知らない間に負わされてるみたいなのが結構あるから、難しいなと思って見てたけど。
What do you think is going to happen with all of that?
ジャニーズ？
うん。
いやー、なんか普通だったらもう会社なくなってるレベルの話だけど、なんかこうエモーショナルな風に言っちゃってるっていうか、まあ日本だとよくあるけど、なぜかこうその所属してるタレントたちがみんなで僕たちが頑張りますみたいな、で、あ、みんな偉いみたいな、いや違うよねみたいな、その所属してるタレントが今回の件で頑張らなきゃいけないことは本当は一個もなくて、彼らは被害者だから、そのね、ちゃんと対応してない事務所のせいで自分たちのレピューテーションが下がったり仕事がなくなったりするわけで、怒ってもいい側というかさ、だからいや、なんかちょっと違うなと思って見てるけど、私はなんでその中にいる人たちが頑張んなきゃいけないんだろうっていうか、事務所は彼らに謝らなければいけない立場なんだけど、
うん、
なみたいなふうに思って見てるかな。あとちょっと日本はそのエネイブラーみたいなコンセプトがあまり浸透してないから、それもあって多分悪いのはこの一人、まあ、ジャニー喜多川個人であって、もうそこは死んでるからいいじゃないかみたいに言う人がいるのは、やっぱりそういうね、エネイブラーだ、いろんな人がエネイブルしてたっていうことをちょっとあまり、それが浸透してないのかなっていうのもちょっとあるし。
The enabler concept。
うん。それがすごいキーじゃん。だからワインスティーン の件とか完全にそうだったわけだよね。あのもうその人の罪が明らかになっているのに取引を続けた人が大量にいた結果、ワインスティンは権力を持ち続けてお金も稼ぎ続け、でさらに被害者が増えちゃったわけであって、今回もその点においては全く同じっていうか、裁判所で認定されても、まあ、人が離れていかなかった、メディアも追及しなかった、企業も取引を続けた、その結果彼は権力を持ち続けて、そのために周りの人も何も言えず何も言わず被害者がどんどん増えてしまった。本当は被害に遭わなくてもよかった子たちがいっぱいいたのに被害に遭ってしまったわけだから、でそれを放置した結果、今何も、ね、非がないタレントの人たちのレピュテーションとか仕事とかにも影響が出てるわけだから、まあ、個人も悪いけど事務所も完全に悪いよねっていう話だと思うんだけど、
うん、
もちろんメディアもすごい悪いし、今回に関しては。
How so? Like specifically? Just、
その裁判所で認定されましたってなった段階でみんなが報道しなかったわけだよね。だから私も噂レベルだから言えないのかなっていうふうに勘違いしてたし、みんな結構そういうふうに、まあその被害に遭った子の中にも言ってる子いるじゃん、なんか噂なのかなってちょっと聞いたことあるけど、まあ本当じゃないのかなって思ってた人も多かったと思うから、
うん、
そう。でもまあ実際は違ったわけだよね。だからそういう意味では、まあ、しかもだからそう難しいよね。中にいる人たちが自分が被害に遭ったかどうかなんていうことはもちろん外には言わなくてもいい話だし、なんだろう、自分は被害に遭ってませんっていうことによって逆にこう被害に遭ってる人が何も言えなくなっちゃうよね。その、まあ、この人は何も言ってないってことは被害に遭ったのかなとか、そういうふうに憶測されてしまうことにもなるしさ、
うん、
すごいセンシティブではあるんだけど、だからこそその中に所属してる人がこれから僕たちは頑張りますみたいな、そういうことを言わされてるのがちょっと意味がわからないというか、事務所は本来だったらもう彼らがね活躍し続けられるようにもうさっさと放出して、もう転職っていうかさ、他の事務所にスムーズに引き継ぎをするとかさ、何かできることでたくさんあると、それかもう少なくとも名前を変える、看板を変えて幹部の人全員特会して、もう彼らが仕事がなくなったりとかスポンサー切られたりしないように、あのそのタレントのサポートをするべきだと思うけど、それもしてないし、でそれもしないままなんかお気持ちみたいな、僕たちは頑張りますみたいな、なんかちょっとそういうことではないと思ってかわいそうだなと思って見てるけど、うん、
Do you think the enabling thing, you know, to what degree does that extend to, you know, people who are, may actually just be trying to support those, you know, performers? You know what I mean?
なんかその、結局さ、一人では、ジャニー北川氏一人ではここまでの被害を生み出すことってできなかったわけだよね、どう考えても。そのおじいちゃんなわけじゃん、おじいちゃんでその人の自宅を合宿所なんだかなんだか呼んでさ、子供たちがそこに泊まってるとか、マネージャーがそこに送り迎えしてるとかさ、もうその時点で明らかに異常なわけだからさ、そこで知ってたけど、まあ、自分の利益とかポジションのために何も言わなかった偉い人たちっていうのがいっぱいいるはずで、それはもう犯罪レベルだし、だからその今事務所側がファンの皆様のためにみたいなことをずっと言ってるのもすごい違和感があるっていうかさ、なんかこれファンとアイドルだからちょっと普段と違う方向にみんなこう目がそらされちゃってるだけで、例えばだけどなんだろう、労災とかさ、過労死させたとか違う種類だとしたら、なんか普通の企業でお客さんがいる企業で、その社員にとんでもない甚大な被害が会社のせいで起こって、それで謝る羽目になってる、すごい世間を騒がしてる時にさ、 泣きながら社長とかがさ、もうなんかでも私たちも社員もみんな頑張ってるんです、もうあのお客様のために頑張りますとか言ってたらさ、いや今お客様の話してる、ビジネスの話してる場合じゃないだろってなると思うんだよね。普通はその会社の存続すべきかしないべきかみたいなレベルの話であって、この後に及んでそのね、これからも頑張りますとかお客様のことを考えてみたいな話をしている場合ではないと思うんだけど、なんか今回ちょっとそのやっぱファンとアイドルで、そこですごいパラソーシャルな強い関係性があって、もちろんファンの人はみんなそのタレントのことを応援してるし頑張ってほしいと思ってるし、そこでなんかこうなんて言うんだろうね、ちょっと違う方向に行ってる感じはする。
うん、
いやと思って見てるけど、だからファンの人はねもちろんすごい大変だよね、自分が応援してる人がさこれからどうなるのかも分かんないしとかさ、うん、まあ本人たちも一番すごいストレスだと思うけど、もうこれはなんかその事件だからね、普通に犯罪だから。
Yeah, well, it's not just one
子供をレイプしてたっていう話だからね。
It's not just one incident, you know, it's like a that's totally systemized long term thing. So,
そうで、だからここまで成功してるっていうのもそのそこに集約されてるから、それが基盤になっちゃってる、その性被害が基盤になっちゃってるから、そこでこうやってそうやって少年たちから搾取する、性的にもそうだし、まあ、労働的にもそうだしっていう構造があったっていうのが問題だから、それが基盤になってる会社がそのまま存続し続ける、しかも名前を残すとかっていうのはちょっと考えられない、もう信じられん話だから。次、ウィスコンシン大学の研究でカップルが別れた際に周りがやっぱりねと考える場合、後知恵バイアスが働いている傾向にあることが分かりました。実験では515人の被験者を3つのグループに分けて架空のカップルのエピソードを話し、最初のグループにはそのカップルが6ヶ月後に別れたと告げ、次のグループにはまだ交際中であると告げ、コントロールグループには結果を伝えませんでした。するとカップルが別れたと告げられたグループだけ別れる確率が高い、別れるのは明白だと答える割合が高くなっており、まだ交際中と言われたグループと結果を告げられていないグループはカップルの行く末に関する評価が同程度でした。
Research from the University of Wisconsin suggests that hindsight bias may come into play when people think, quote, I knew it, after a couple breaks up.Their experiment involved 515 participants divided into three groups who listened to a fictional story about a couple. The first group was told that the couple had broken up 6 months later, the second group was told that they were still dating, and the control group was not told the outcome. The results showed that the group that was informed of the breakup had a significantly higher percentage of responses, such as, quote, the likelihood of breaking up was high, and, quote, it's obvious they would break up.The group which was told that the couple was still dating had evaluations of the couple's future which were similar to the control group.
Yeah. So, まあ面白いよね。まあそのこの結果の解釈がちょっと難しいっていうか、絶対別れるだろうと思ってもそういうカップルが全然別れないっていうことももちろんあるから、こう結果が分かってない場合、なんかエピソードを聞いたとしても、あ、自分だったら別れるけど、まあ、でもどうかな、みたいなさ、ちょっと、何の音
?The cat is opening and closing the door.
そう、なんか、絶対別れるでしょとは言いにくいみたいなのがあるじゃん、
うん、
思っても。そう。どうだろうね、
うん、
まあ、やっぱりって思う場合もある、そういうカップルもいるし、っていう、まあ、カップルぐらいだとあんまりびっくりしたけど、やっぱりうちらの年になってさ、あの二人離婚するんだってとか、うちら離婚することになったんだっつって、みたいなのはなんか、ああなるほどねみたいな場合と、なんでみたいな 場合がない？そろそろこの年になってきてさ、なんか第2期離婚ブームみたいな感じなんだけど、私は周りが第1期はもっと若い時にあって、そろそろ第2期がやってきてる。
Is it the same people? Or...
No? What do you mean same people? Like second marriage ってこと？
Mm-hmm.
No. 若い時はパターン的にはなんかあんまりお互いをよく知らないで結婚して、でなんかかつすぐに子供ができたケースとかで、まあ、子育てすごい大変だし、あれこの人ちょっと思ってるのと違ったなみたいな感じで離婚した人が結構 いたり、なんか女子の方が結構ナイーブでもう彼のことが大好きみたいな感じで、まあ、浮気とかされても許すみたいな感じで結婚したんだけど、子供を産んだ瞬間に覚醒するケースっていうか、目が覚めてなんだこいついらねえみたいななるケースとかが結構あったかな、うん、でも30代40代になってきて離婚するってなるカップルの方が私の周りはなんか、えなんでみたいな、こうパッと外から見てあの原因が分かんない、オビエスではないみたいなのがもうちょっと多いかもしれない。
Mm. Do you think it was more obvious with the, I guess, first wave?
うん。そう、first wave の時の方がもっとオビエスだった。ああ、まあ、うん、そっか、みたいな。second wave の方が、そう、なんで？
Do you think people will become more private as they get older, in a way?
うん、それもあるし、多分理由がもうちょっと分かりにくい、そのなんていうの、外から見て分かりにくいような問題なんだろうね。
うん、
まあ、あくまで私の周りの話だからちょっと一般的にはどうか分かんないけど。
This cat is impossible. Be best.
かわいい。絶対別れるだろうって思った人たちほど3人ぐらい子供作って全然ハッピーだったりするし、なんか分かんないよね。猫頑固すぎる。
Oh my goodness.
猫っぽい猫ですね。
I'm losing this battle.
うん、いやもうほっとくしか無理だよそれは。そう、満足したら落ち着くから。
Well, I think this kind of hindsight bias applies to a lot of things. Not,
そうね。
Not just failed relationships,、but I think it's commonly heard with sports predictions.
Oh.
It's a very common one. It's like, oh, I knew he was gonna knock that guy out, or I knew that this team was gonna, you know, it's sort of, what's the expression? Like Monday morning quarterback.
Okay. What does that mean?
So the game's like on the weekend, and then on Monday, everyone goes into work, and it's like, they sound like they're the quarterback. You know, the quarterback is the guy that,sort of decides the plays in American football. So Monday morning quarterbacking is like, it's like the game already happened, you know, it's Monday. And so that's just a common phrase. It's like hindsight is 20/20, right? You have perfect vision after things have already transpired. So,
I always have this. Like this morning, I gave hot chocolate to my son. He was already wearing his uniform shirt, like dress shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dress shirt, do you know? So, uniform shirt. And then he said something like, I should take it off because chocolate こぼしたら困るからみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, でも普通に飲んだら大丈夫 and he was like drinking it but then halfway through he started like doing something weird you know like なんかこっちの変な方向から飲んでみるみたいな、
mm-hmm.
and I was like やめて絶対こぼすからやめてって言って大丈夫とか言ってたんだけど結局こぼして I was like I knew it I knew it you know 絶対一日一回はあるじゃんだから転ぶからやめなっつってんのにそれで転ぶとかさ I knew itI told you. 言わないけど、心の中でめっちゃ思ってる。
The I told you so thing. You know, that's,
言ったじゃんっていうね。
The I told you so is like, it's a satisfying thing, but it's also like bad character, generally speaking.
Yeah.
You know, to
まあ言われたくはないからね。I told you
it's considered gloating, you know. Yeah, yeah. Like
so, so, so.
Bad character.
思ってもね、言わない方がいいんだけど。
なんていうの、gloating。
Gloating はね、ね、なんか日本語だとこう、なんか誇らしげに、なんかほくそ笑むみたいな。
うん。
なんかまあドヤ顔ともちょっと違うけど、勝ち誇ったようにこう。笑うみたいなね、まあ、悪いネガティブな意味だよね、yeah. あんまりがカチッとはまる日本語は思いつかないけど、mm. そうね I told you それは言われたくないね、
yeah. I'm such a fan of prediction like making、mm. predictions and you know I feel like everyone likeLife and sort of understanding the world is kind of about making predictions in a way. Like decision making、mm. is sort of prediction also.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're making、yeah. decisions in a dynamic environment. And so you have to make predictions about that environment.
You did make a prediction when I met my husband. I don't know if you remember.
Hmm.
You were like, oh, you're just going to marry him and have kids. And like, you said it in such a negative way. But then you were right, like it happened.
Why was I saying in a negative way?
I don't know. I think you thought that it would be kind of, I think it was something like,You were responding to the fact that my husband is in finance. And、I think back then there were a lot of girls who would, you know, meet a guy in finance and they get married and they have children. And that was like a predictable path.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's、okay. what you were referring to.
Well, but, I'm always glad when my predictions are right. This cat is chewing on something now. This is chaos. This is like unreal. I don't know what to do.
いや、猫いたらコントロールはできないからね。猫のが偉いから。
The people who have cats are less productive. It's just,
We're more patient. I love living with an animal that's unpredictable.That you cannot control, you know?、
Mm.
It sort of humbles you, you know? Like, oh yeah, that's right. I can't control everything, huh? Thanks for the reminder.
I don't need this many reminders.
Important life lesson. 次。
Oh my god.
What is the cat doing? What is he doing? Oh my god.
He just pulled a thumbtack out of this corkboard and smacked it across the table. Now there's a thumbtack on the ground somewhere. I'll probably step on
no.
it later.
危ない。次。
According to a collaborative study published in Science Advances by researchers at Columbia University, the University of Oregon, and Lithium America's Corporation, The McDermott Caldera, an ancient supervolcano located between Nevada and Oregon, may contain the world's largest lithium deposit. The research indicates that the clay within the caldera has a lithium concentration more than double that of any other deposit in the world, and it is estimated to contain 132 million metric tons of lithium. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, as of January 2023, there are 26 million tons of proven global lithium reserves. The caldera formed 16.3 million years ago following a catastrophic eruption, evacuating approximately 1,000 cubic kilometers of lithium-rich rhyolitic magma. About half of the erupted material was deposited up to 80 kilometers beyond the caldera edge by pyroclastic outflows, while the other half settled as intra-caldera ignimbrite about 1 kilometer thick.
Science Advances に掲載されたコロンビア大学、オレゴン大学、リチウムアメリカスコーポレーションの共同研究で、ネバダ州とオレゴン州をまたぐ古い巨大火山のカルデラに、世界最大規模のリチウム鉱脈が存在している可能性があることが分かりました。調査によると、カルデラ内の粘土に他の場所で見つかっている2倍以上のリチウム濃度が確認され、全体で1億3200万トンのリチウムが埋まっていると推定されます。米国地質調査所によると、2023年1月現在、世界で確認されているリチウムの埋蔵量は2600万トンです。今回のカルデラはマクダーミットカルデラと呼ばれており、1630万年前に超巨大火山が噴火して、リチウムを豊富に含む流紋岩質のマグマを約1000立方キロにわたって噴出し、形成されたものです。噴出物の約半分は火砕流によってカルデラの外側80キロまで堆積し、残りの半分はカルデラ内に厚さ約1キロの溶血凝灰岩として沈殿しました。
Yep.
猫が暴れてますけど、これ世界で確認されている埋蔵量が2600万トンだったのに、アメリカで1億3200万トンあるかもってすごくない？
Well, there is a distinction between... Hold on. Sorry.Okay, so there's a distinction between proven reserves and sort of
like
more speculative reserve levels.
Right.
So the proven lithium reserve numbers are much lower. But there are reserves, some of these proven reserves are speculated to contain much more than is proven, and for some of them it's somewhat comparable amounts of lithium. Not in the same concentration though. For concentration, this caldera has the highest concentration by far. So there were some unique conditions when the caldera was formed that led to this depositing of lithium.
そっか。And what is the implication for this in terms of, like, relationship with China とか?
Well, it's believed that this may affect lithium prices in the market.
Right.
It may result in less dependence on foreign-sourced lithium for U.S. Battery manufacture. So primarily lithium's used in lithium batteries, lithium ion batteries. And so So it's expected that the demand for lithium will continue to increase dramatically for at least the next, I don't know, 20, 30 years?
Hmm.
So the paper itself is very, very much in the geology side of things.
Right, right.
And when I was reading the paper, I came across a lot of words that I do not know.
I mean, even just in the notes, I was like, wait, what is this? Like, ignimbrite?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't
know. So, ignimbrite.
All these like stones and rocks and...
Ignimbrite is a type of tuff. Or it consists of hardened tuff. T-U-F-F.
What is a tuff?
And ignimbrites form from deposits of pyroclastic flows.
Got it. Pyroclastic flows. Nani ってなるじゃん。
So tuff is like the soft, porous rock.
Ah, okay.
Formed by compacted volcanic ash.
Hmm.
So there are a lot of different types or categories for, I guess, lava rock or volcanic rock.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, there's this one part of the paper where it says mafic underplating and magmatic intrusions that fueled flood basalt volcanism caused low degrees of partial melting of continental lithosphere, forming peralkaline rhyolitic magma chambers in the upper crust.
なるほど。
So it's very, very geology.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Sort of like if you just wander into the world of a botanist, you know, like, and you don't know what anything's called, then you don't know how to understand what you're looking at or classify different plants and things. And so it's a similar phenomenon. When I... You know, I've been to the Big Island and looked at lava, and it's looked at a bunch of lava rocks, but it's like, oh, there's a bunch of lava rock here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But for someone familiar with the details, there's going to be many different types of lava rock, which are indicative of various volcanic events and processes. Whereas I would not pick up anything from looking at lava rock.
Yeah, I'd be like, it's all black and porous.
Yeah, it's interesting that that volcanism, especially at this scale, because this is an absolutely enormous eruption, much larger than we would get from Mount Fuji or something. It's like way, way bigger. Like way bigger. It's part of the sort of Yellowstone series of super volcano eruptions that happened around that time. But, you know, humans make stuff, and we make stuff out of materials. And those materials come from somewhere, and we have created markets to exchange these materials that we make stuff out of. And there are these various geological processes that lead to, you know, the formation of like gold deposits. You know, like, so or oil, right?
Mm.
Or like methane hydrates has been a major topic in the last like 15 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's war, territorial disputes, mass relocations, just seeking these resources. And so I guess this is one example of how a resource can be deposited, and I guess it took, I guess there had been some speculation and about this location, and there has been planning to actually construct a site to mine lithium there. But there's a fair bit of controversy about that, partly because of some sacred significance to indigenous tribes in the area. Also lithium mining, as is the case with various types of mining, can be very water intensive or use a lot of water, which can affect local ecosystems, in some cases affect, you know, local people, you know, who depend on that.
Right.
So, you know, we need the lithium to be renewable, but how far should you go to get it? You know what I mean? And this is going to be very high yield because, you know, the parts per million. So the parts per million in ocean water is 0.2 parts per million lithium. And so the ocean contains like 200 billion tons of lithium, but it's so diffuse that you'd have to process enormous amounts of water to collect any meaningful amount of lithium. Whereas in this caldera, some of the material sampled had lithium at 12,000 parts per million. So 12,000 versus 0.2, you know, that's a whole lot less material to process for the same yield.
Right. So go.
Do you know what it looks like, lithium? It's like, it's a metal. It's like this.
Oh, white. It looks like 鉛筆の芯みたいな。No? It's black, but kind of shiny-ish.
It's black if it's oxidized, I think. So like if you have lithium ingots, they will be black on the surface. But the actual lithium, it's one of the lightest, I think it is the lightest metal. I think it's the lightest solid. You know, it has the atomic number 3, and it's highly energetic. It has a valence electron. So it tends to be quite I guess unstable. It's also what makes it good for batteries. But yeah, it's like a soft white metal.
そっか。 次?
Yeah. Yesterday, on September 12th, Apple livestreamed their iPhone 15 reveal event titled Wonderlust. The new iPhone 15 lineup consists of four variants: the iPhone 15, the Plus, the Pro, and Pro Max. The new phones feature a USB-C connector and 48-megapixel camera. The Pro and Pro Max level phones feature a new titanium enclosure, a new customizable action button, which replaces the manner mode toggle, spatial video, 5x optical zoom, and a more powerful chip. Apple also revealed their new Apple Watch, which has new features like double tap, which enables the user to tap their fingers together to interact with their watch.
昨日9月12日、Apple 社がワンダーラストと題した iPhone 15の発表イベントをライブ配信しました。ラインナップは iPhone 15、Plus、Pro、Pro Max の4種類で構成され、USB-C コネクタと48メガピクセルカメラを搭載しています。Pro と Pro Max は筐体がチタン製で、マナーモードトグルに代わり自分でカスタマイズできるアクションボタンが追加され、空間動画、光学5倍ズーム、より強力なチップなどを搭載しています。またダブルタップなど新機能を備えた新しい Apple Watch も公開されました。あ、ダブルタップじゃない、ダブルタップじゃないよね。なんか指を動かすやつだよね。
Don't they call it double tap?
Hmm?
They call it double tap, though, don't they?
With the watch?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Oh, they do? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. But they do this thing, right? Like, you move your fingers and then it sort of detects it. And...
Yeah, what are you tapping?
Your fingers? Ah, こうやってやるやつか. You're tapping nothing, but it detects
it. I think you have to double pinch.
Ah, okay. Yeah? USB-C.
Mm-hmm.
USB-C.
Did you see the event?
I read articles about it, but I didn't see it.
Hmm. Do you think it looks different or not really?
Not really. まあ角がねちょっと丸っぽいとかさ、色がなんちゃらとかいろいろ言われてたけど、まあそんなに変わんないよね別に。
Hmm. Well.I guess 48 megapixels is better. And
あとあれなんだっけ、focal length が7種類ぐらいできるんでしょ今回。それ結構いいなと思ったちょっと。
Were there 7?
I think so.
7? There are 3 lenses, right? How do you get 7?
Like you can do macro...And then, ちょっと離れて、ちょっと離れてとか、I thought there were 7.
I don't...
iPhone 15.
I don't remember them saying that specifically, but...
Focal length.
Maybe someone counted them up.
I don't know, maybe I got it wrong.
Well, I think there should be 3, because there's 3 lenses. I don't really know how you get multiple focal lengths out of a fixed lens, but maybe it has something to do with that tetra prism thing, which sounds pretty like a pretty cool innovation.
Oh no, no, you do get 7 different focal length. It says so 24, 28, 35, 48, and then 120 telephoto. That's 5.
Yeah. That's not seven.
Oh, and then macro.
Is macro and then, using the 120?
I don't know. This is what I saw. You now get seven different focal length. So the 13 ultra wide gives you a macro mode, and then you can cycle through five more focal lengths, and then 120 telephoto.
Hmm. Curious as to how they're doing that.
Hmm. Yeah. And then you can go in and out of the portrait mode, right? After you take the picture.
Right.
I like that because I often take two versions of the same photo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of mendokusai, so.
There's going to be a penalty with the resolution, right? A little bit. I'm assuming.
わかんない. どうなんだろう?
So the lens sticks out, right?
Yeah, I think so. What's your iPhone?
12. iPhone 12 chibi.
Are you thinking of buying this or no?
I was hoping for a new mini.
Mini ってもうないんじゃないの?
ないの?
ないでしょ。 No, but this, so they have a bigger one and a smaller one, right? Now they have two sizes, yeah?
Yeah.
And this one, the smaller one, is fine with me. So,
yeah.
If I'm okay with this, you should be okay with this too, because my hand's way smaller than yours.
If you're on the train and you need to hit the button in the top right, can you hit it? Do you do like a little shuffle?
If I'm on the train.
And you're holding tesuri with your right hand.
Tsurikawa? Ah,
And you need to hit the button in the top right. You can't, right? What are you going to do?
Why?
Can you?
Oh, top right of my phone. できるよ、こうやって下げれば。
But you gotta like shuffle your hand up the phone, right? To do it?
まあね、タイプしたりするときは基本は両手だからな。
I type with one hand.
Yeah.
If I'm typing
but
in Japanese.
You could maybe do it with one hand if it's this size.
No.
Your hand's not that small.
My hand's not small, but...
Woody?
I don't like this stressful... Like, my thumb's neck... That doesn't make any sense. But, like, this part of my thumb having to... Because it comes up quite a lot, no? Aren't there a bunch of... There's buttons in the top right.
Big. Not really, but まあみんな結構 USB-C の話してたね。なんか多分公式サイトで日本語のやつだったけど、なんか話題になってたやつは、なんかもうこれでケーブルまみれの生活は終わりみたいなこと書いてあって、Apple が言うんかいみたいな感じで突っ込まれてたけど。でも私マグネットのやつ使ってるから別にどっちでもいいっちゃどっちでもいいんだよな、もう。まあただ MacBook と、まあそうね。いや。マグネットにしてからあんまりケーブル自体に触ることがないかもしれない。
How many lightning cables have you bought?Now that I guess I'll still be buying them since I don't think I'm going to get this phone, but how many?
I don't have many. I think I only have one or two, and I only use it when I'm traveling now.
But I mean, like in your life.
In my life,
since you were born, some point you bought your first lightning cable, you know? And then that broke. And then you bought another one. And that broke. And you probably bought another one after that.
でもなんかさ、携帯買うたびについてきてたじゃん。昔は充電器が。
Long time ago.
Yeah, so... そんなにマイケルほどじゃない。マイケルほどそのケーブルにまみれた生活はしてないと思う、私は。And then this magnet thing was like a life-changing, you know, thing. I mean...
Is that... You have like a little stand and you like stick your phone on it?
Yeah.
And that charges it?
Yeah. So I have ones that come with two magnets. Like, it's like a stand, but you can put something on it and then you can stick something like this and you can watch the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I put my AirPods here and then I stick my phone up here.
I see.
And we have two at home and I have one in my kitchen at all times. And another one is in our bedroom and my husband's using it. But so, めっちゃ便利。だからケーブルじゃないから壊れないしさ。
Yeah. Well, this the USB-C thing is I guess it was due and the reason they're doing it, I guess is the EU.
Yeah. でもなんか早くない?ちょっとなんかもうちょっとギリギリになるかと思ったっけ。
So if there was no EU, they would the iPhone 15 would have been lightning and then the iPhone 16 would have been lightning. Just keep going with that.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Yeah,
でも MacBook はさ USB-C だもんねずっと。
Yeah.Yeah. It'd be weird to charge your MacBook with a lightning cable.
Yeah. その前はだってなんかマグネットだったじゃん。Right?
They brought that back though.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's back.
Okay.
So.
そっか。
I've been waiting for...the iPhone to be flat on the side like it used to be so you can like set it down.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they just won't do it.
そうだよね、そうだよね。それ意外と便利だったけどね。だからみんな今あれじゃん、ケースでこうスタンドがついてるやつにしないと立たないもんね。自立しないもんね。
Is that why they're doing this? Like, I feel like I've waited half my life for them to go back to a phone that's just obviously flat on one side.
Yeah.
Because unless you like carry a tripod and you, because you might want to take a picture with at a family gathering or something. It's just a very practical thing.
Yeah.
That the
phone. あと電話会議とかね、普通になんか FaceTime みたいなするときさ。置きたいからなんかティッシュの箱とかさ何かしらに立てかけないといけないじゃん。
You can't do it anymore. I think it's so crazy. Like I watch reviewers talk about the phone and they don't even mention this. It doesn't even come up anymore. And the lens sticking out, like people don't even bring that up anymore either.
そうだね。
We've all just given up. Like oh yeah, I put my phone down.Lens first on, you know, the pavement. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know what's going on. Oh, there's no, maybe your phone has this, but my phone doesn't have Face ID in landscape mode. So if my phone is in landscape and it locks, I can't unlock my phone.
Wait, what's a landscape mode?
What do you mean? When it's sideways?
Oh, sideways. Oh, okay. I wouldn't know that because my phone's always locked. that sideways mode ならないようにしてある。I don't know how people can like keep it on.
Well, if you're, let's say you're watching a video and it's sideways, you know, and the video ends and your phone locks, you can't unlock your phone unless you do like a flagpole or you lie down sideways. Like, I have to like lie down on my side. It's like, please unlock. Like, this is crazy. Just pick up my phone and make it vertical. Like,
Just lock that thing.
What? No, the phone should unlock in landscape. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about? I don't know. Some of the stuff, like, I'm so confused. I feel like I'm either a complete idiot or I'm a genius. But I don't understand what everyone else is. Like, I don't understand. Like, would Steve Jobs...
Yeah.
I always believed that Steve Jobs would not let the lens stick out. And it never did while he was in charge.
Yeah.
And the side was flat.
Yeah. だから結局みんなケースを使うのがもう当たり前になってるから、ケースをつければ別にカメラがこうそこまでエクスポーズされてない状態にできるじゃん。Like the case is sort of protecting it. So だからそれでみんな別に、まあどうせケースつけるんだし、いっかみたいになってるよね。
Do you think I'll die before the lens is flush?
I don't know.
Probably, right? Like, it's kind of a dark thought, but, you know, at some point I may just have to just get used to this.
Maybe eventually the lens will be so tiny. Like, you won't even be able to see it.
What annoys me is... People put a case on their phone and the lens still isn't flat.
Yeah, it's not flat.
Right?
Yeah. It is protruding.
I don't know.
It is at least...
I'm the only person who cares.
It is at least protected.
Am I the only person who cares? Does someone else care?
At this point, yeah. Because Apple made it normal. Now it's normal.
Yeah, it's rough.
そう、私も別にこれ今14だから別に15買う予定は全然ないけど、あれだけかな、 AirPods が今ってさ音量を変えれるんでしょ、それがちょっと羨ましい。
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, この本なんていうの、ハードウェアこっち側では変えれないじゃん音量。Like, I have to use my phone to change the volume. But I think now you can, like, do something to your AirPods, and then change the volume.
That's AirPod go up, right? That's not a new phone thing, right?
No. It has nothing to do with the phone.
Okay.
But I think new AirPods are coming too. And I think the one that they're selling already, you can change the volume with the AirPods. But the one that I have, I need to use my phone to change the volume, which is 結構 inconvenient. So, あとなんかやっぱその Bluetooth の接続がちょっと微妙な時があるんだよね。だからそれが新しいやつで良くなってんだとしたら、I might be interested, but I don't know.
AirPods are so expensive. It's insane. Like,
I love it though. Like, I used a lot of so earphones expensive. And then I bought AirPods and I was like, oh my god, this is the best. と思った。Like, all the little features.
You can buy a car with that money. Not a nice
one. No, you cannot.
Absolutely, you can.
Like,
I will open Craigslist right now and find 10 cars.
最初にさ、こう耳から片っぽ出すとポーズされるじゃん、音声が。それがさ、やっぱすごいって思った。最初使った時。
I think it just has an accelerometer.
And then we put it in, and then the audio starts again. But. そういうちっちゃいところがさ、やっぱちょっとね、アップルっぽいっていうかありがたいなみたいなのあったけど。
Now, this is totally unrelated, but I was at a Best Buy the other day. Do you know what Best Buy is?
Best Buy ってあるのまだ。
あるよ。
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I was at a Best Buy, and I was shocked that there were no Japanese appliances.
Ah.
They're all gone. It's all Korean, Chinese. Like, there's only in the TV section was there still some Japanese product.
Ah, so.
It was only Sony. Everyone else is gone. Like, they don't even exist. Like, Toshiba doesn't even exist. Like, Sharp, Sharp doesn't exist. Just, I mean, this is not a large sample size, but this is just, like, what's for sale in the U.S.? And it's, like, LG, Samsung, some Chinese brands I've never heard of before, and Sony's, like, barely hanging on.
Yeah.
And then for 冷蔵庫, zero Japanese products. Nothing. Yeah. It's all General Electric, Whirlpool. These are American brands. And then LG, Samsung. And that's it. And the same is true for Sentaki. Zero Japanese products. And I'm like looking everywhere. Zero.
Yeah, でもそう、UK も一緒だよ。なんか、まあ、電子レンジとかたまに東芝だったか。なんか日本のやつあるけど、なんか高いし、他にもいろんなのあるからって感じ。テレビはもうみんなだってやっぱ LG かサムスンって感じだし。なんかこの間さ、旅行行ってて私、あれどこだったんだっけ、ギリシャかイタリアかにいた時にさ、あのやっぱ重機があって、昔は結構重機系は日本の会社多かった気がするけど、重機もあのヒュンダイとかばっかりで、おーって思った、やばいみたいな。
It's happening with the cars too.
まあでも車はやっぱ好きな人はたまに、なんかやっぱ Uber とか乗って日本車が多いんだよね。で、あの、それでどっから来たの、何人なのって言われて、あ、日本人だよって言ったら、あ、なんかやっぱ日本車はいいよねみたいな、すごい日本車のファンみたいな人はあの結構いるから、好きな人はすごいやっぱ好きでいてくれてるんだなって感じはするけど。
But like no one would.
家電系はちょっとやっぱもう日本の存在感はかなりない。
車、they're not. It used to be like, you know, there used to be Mazdas everywhere. You used to see Subarus everywhere in the States. Subaru was everywhere. You'd see Miatas left and right everywhere. Obviously Toyota would just dominate, you know, with every category, like even trucks. Nissan would do well with trucks too. And now I just see Teslas everywhere. You see more Teslas than Priuses. It's just like everywhere you look, it's just Teslas. And Kia and Hyundai too. There's a lot of those. But
この辺もテスラは結構いるかもな。でも日本車も結構いるまだ。
I'll see like four Teslas in a row, like at the light. And there's not that many types. There's like Model 3, Model Y. There's like the S and the X too, but I don't really see those. I just see like Model Y. ばっかり。Just.
I see a lot in my neighborhood too. そう、でも家電は本当にやばい。でもなんか日本自体の存在感は、なんかやっぱスーパーマリオとかポケモンが子供の中で超流行ってるから、
うん、
やっぱポケモンすごいなって思った。今回さ、なんかクロアチアとかいろんな国行ったのよ。まあクロアチア、ギリシャ、イタリアの結構マイナーちっちゃい町とか行ったんだけど、ミッキーは見ないけど、ピカチュウとかどこにでもある。
うん、
ピカチュウのぬいぐるみとかどこに行っても売ってて、わあすごいと思った。ディズニーよりポケモンの方が。
I mean, this is a bad sign if we're like,Oh, well, Pokemon is doing well. You know,
yeah, でもすごい、
でも、日本終わった。
でも逆になんかそれがあるから、まだ、なんていうの、忘れられてはないというか、やっぱスーパーマリオも映画がヒットした。こっちで、この間お友達、息子のね、友達の誕生パーティー行ったんだけど、それもスーパーマリオのテーマで、
うん、
なんかそういう仮装して来てたし、子供とか親とかなんかすごい、まあ、あと寿司とかね、だからそ、家電はでもそうちょっとやばいよね、本当に。
People don't know what Sony is. They've never heard of it. You know, like younger people, they've never heard of Sony.
しかもなんか家電、like, なんか日本の家電はすごいいいみたいな、そういうイメージも多分もう忘れられてるというか、持ってない人の方が多そう。昔の人は違うかもしれないけど、
It's not for sale. You know, if this 円安 persists and Japan still can't export anything, like that's bad. That's pretty bad. And you know, I'm biased, but personally, I think that Japan.Probably makes the best refrigerators and like 洗濯機とか but
だテレビとかはさやっぱ UI があんま良くないんだよね、日本のやつなんかすごい日本っぽい、日本っぽいっていうか使いやすくない印象があるかな、
That's the problem with the cars actually, the likeSystem inside of Japanese cars is terrible. Even in like a Lexus.
Yeah.
It's just you buy this super expensive Lexus, and it's just like you're trying to mess with this screen, and it's just fucking, it's just awful. So.
ね、それがちょっとね、なんかもったいないような感じはするけど。
But what is?What do you see, like, made in Japan, or at least made by a Japanese company that's for sale?
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I got a Japanese microwave here.
You think?
Mm.
You're not sure if it's Japanese?
ちょっとでも日本のを買おうと思って、その日本企業をサポートしようと思って日本のやつにした気がする、
気がする。 But you don't remember who makes
ちょっと忘れちゃった、ちょっと忘れちゃったんだけど、
Is it like an オーブンレンジ、
ね、うん、ただの電子レンジ、なんかすごい昔ながらみたいな、そんな特別な機能が何もついてないただのやつ、But 日本のもので売ってるもの、 I don't know, some snacks.
Oh my god, you know this country, I'm not there right now, but Japan used to export like the most stuffOut of anyone.
Yeah.
And now it's like I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting.
だからやっぱね、文房具をね、輸出した方がいいと思う。あの、セロテープとか、ハサミとか、あの、ペン、ロケット鉛筆とか、 そういうもののクオリティは、あの両面テープとか、ああいうのは日本はすごい強い。
竹とんぼ。
竹とんぼいらないけど、サランラップ、サランラップとか、ちっちゃいものだよね、こまごましたものですごい。この間あの同じクラスのに唯一東アジア人が、もう私と中国人の子しかいないんだけどさ、息子の学校ね、その中国人のママが話しかけてきて、この間あの日本から友達が買ってきてくれた最高のものがあるんだっけ、これ見てくれないって言って写真見せられたら、あの煮卵っていうかさ、あれなんていうの、味付け卵っていうんだっけ、ラーメンとかに入れるような、そのゆで卵をまず作って、それを醤油とか汁に漬けとくやつあるじゃん、
うん、
それを普通のタッパーとかでやっちゃうと、その大量のさ醤油とかを入れないといけないわけだよね。なんだけどその卵パックみたいな形をしてんの。だからその卵がちゃんと浸かるように、なんかタッパーの中で凹凸があって、でそのちゃんと卵が浸かる量だけの醤油とか酒とかみりんを使えばいいみたいな、
うん、
で海外だとさみりんとか酒とか特にタックスかかっちゃってすごい高いから、もうこれ最高だみたいなこと、多分日本だったら100均で売ってるようなやつだと思うんだけど、そういうね、なんか特殊なスペシフィックな商品
日本終わった
。あとあのキャベツをスライスするやつとか、なんでもいいんだけどさ、なんか細かいやつ、あーそうそうそう、これねあったらいいよねみたいなのはね、やっぱ日本にしかないのは結構実はあるんだけどね。
うん、
ただまあそれで世界を制覇できるかって言ったらちょっとどうかな、車とかとは違うから何とも言えないけど、でもすごいいいものはいっぱいあるんだけどね。
With the exchange rate, it seems like the
iPhone とかいくらになっちゃうの、円にしたら。
Oh no.
iPhone 15.
It's gonna be like 15万。
うんぐらいいきそうだよね。あ。
Does it say?
あ、124,800円。
ん、hmm? For which one?
あ、普通のやつ。128GB で12万。プラスが13万。
What's the dollar?
ダーラーわかんない。iPhone 15 US price。あ、
799。Wow.
799.
Wow, the Bodge is just asleep at the wheel right now. Like, what is going on?
12万だね。
I guess the Bodge isn't going to react till we actually break 150.
ポンドも一緒なんだね。£799. プラスが$899 or pounds. だからプロマックスとかになると日本だと189,800円。すごいね。
Is it Pro Max or just Max?
ほぼ20
万。Pro Max? I guess it's Pro Max.
This one says Pro Max. Yeah. 1 terabyte。だから最高で、そうね、189,000円なのかな。ほぼ20万。
Everything's so expensive over here.It doesn't make any sense. Like, you can look up products on Amazon US and Amazon Japan, and some products cost twice as much here. Same exact thing. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, like, there's someone that wants to roll up their sleeves and just really get into some, like,you know, price arbitrage could do so. Like, there's, you just flip things from Japan.
Yeah.
Every time I pay for stuff here, I calculate it in how many, like, nigiri sushi it is. So like hyakuten is like 2 sushi. So if something's like $10, it's like, oh, it's $10. That's like 1400円. It's like 28個.
それうちの弟がもう本当それこそ5歳6歳ぐらいの時に全てをうまい棒で換算するっていうのやつだけどこれうまい棒何十本分じゃん高っみたいな一緒
Yeah, I like that one too actually
でもうね円に換算しなくなったもうすぐこっち来て2年になるけどもう円のことは考えないようにしてる
うん
倒れちゃうもん。そのいちいち円に換算してたもん。何も買えないもん。高いってなっちゃうから。
Something's weird. I don't think there's ever been this level of an actual like value disparity or like cost like the prices have gone way up here, but the currency has gotten so much stronger relative to other currencies. So the actual effective cost increase just in the last few years is like really extreme here.
Mm.
If you don't look at the exchange rates, that may not be as obvious, but you know, people are selling bagels for $12 here. You know, that's 32 sushi or like, you know.
Yeah.
いや
こっちもねプレッツォあのこドイツのこ大きいプレッツォあるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
あれがいくらだったんだっけな I was like 普通に buying it for my son and one day I realized like wait a minute これ円にしたらこの1個でもうあれいくらだったんだっけな4 pounds or something like that or even more I can't remember butI was like,、mm. okay, no, this is crazy. Yeah, and pretzel ってあるじゃん。アメリカにもあるよね。And pretzel.、
Mm. How much are those?
It's not...
Over here, it's like you get a pretzel and a coffee and you pay a tip and you're out like $20 and it's, you know, it's like just well on your way to...
Yeah, I think it's like 5 pounds or something. So close to 1000円弱って感じじゃん。
うん。
これプレッツォ1個で1000円弱かやばみたいな。でも日本だったら。
No more pretzels for you, kiddo.
半額以下かな。これだったらみたいな。Yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 yen for a kid. If a kid receives 1,000 yen, like that's...That used to be so much money.
ねえ、だから500円は、日本だったら500円あれば、まあコンビニで何かしら買えるけど、なんか5 pounds とか、何もできないよね。てか、まあ5 pounds は前だけど、だから500円って言ったら 2.5 ポンドとか3ポンドとか、You can't buy anything.、
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, food wise, right?So, but then if you're cooking, it's not bad at all. だから生きれる。Like groceries, like sometimes cheaper than Japan. So,
really?
Hmm.
Groceries here.
I think
here,
I talked about this, but like fruits and veggies are, you know, oftentimes it's cheaper than Japan. So, especially fruits. So, yeah.
Hmm.
So all the like already cooked stuff and eating out, そういうのはやっぱタックスがすごいかかってるから高いけど。
Right.
Yeah. So when are you coming back? Coming back ってか going back?
I think next week.
あ、そうなんだ。Okay. 猫が荒ぶっている。
It's impossible. Did you see Kim Jong-un and his special train?
No, I didn't see that.
Did you hear about his special train?
No, Nani, what's so special about it?
He has an armored, like bulletproof, like fortress train, and I guess he refuses to fly.
Mm. Okay.
I guess the Kim Jongs don't fly. Like his father never flew either, so he has like this special train.
Hey, 飛行機 嫌いなの?
I don't know. What do you make of that whole thing? What do you think he's up to?
I don't know. なんだっけ? Is this the longest railway line in the world? Moscow to Pyongyang? I actually just saw it in the book yesterday that my son brought from the school library. It was Moscow to Pyongyang. And I had to explain to him what Moscow and Pyongyang is.
Uh-huh.
I had never mentioned North Korea to him. I mean, there are a lot of countries that he's never heard of, and North Korea was one of them. So I had to tell him, you know, there's a country called North Korea, and it's not just, you know, north of South Korea. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like just a region of South Korea, but it's a different country, and, you know, we cannot go. And he was like, why?
Used to be able to go.
Yeah. I was like, well, you know, Japan and North Korea, we're not really friendly with each other, and you know, that's why we can't really go. And he was like, oh, that's not nice. I was like, yeah, but これ何時間乗るのこれ?
I don't know. Is it the longest railroad?
Maybe.
In the world? I mean, that would be, I thought there was like a what is it, the Siberian, what is it called? There's like a famous.
Oh, yeah, Trans-Siberian Railway.
That's separate, Moscow isn't it? It's not connected to North Korea, is it?
I don't know. あれ、Moscow と Pyongyang はじゃあ何なんだっけな。でも、Most なんちゃらみたいな書いてたんだね、昨日の本に。
Most なんちゃら。
あ、The longest non-stop train route in the world is between Moscow and Pyongyang.
Oh, non-stop.
It covers
okay.
10,267 kilometers and takes 8 days.
Hmm.
8 days! Wait, so Kim Jong-un was on the train for 8 days?
Wait, he got off already?
I don't know.
Maybe he's
Wait,
still
so
on
what's...
the...
Oh, he went to Russia, right? Didn't they already meet?
I think so. I thought so.
Okay. Yeah, so he was on the train for 8 days? Kim Jong-un? What?
I would... What?
That's
what do you,
so
how
patient.
Do you, how
right?
do you do
it's
that?
It's like, okay, you're going to be on this train for 8 fucking days and
I bet
deal
his,
with it.
What do you think the inside of his, like... train car is like, it's got to be so luxurious. He's got a bubble bath jacuzzi in there.
There's a lot of like yorokobigumi women.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, you went straight
Eight
for that
days.
Detail.
What?
8 days.
Jong-un.
So 8 days straight. It doesn't stop. You're just on it. So.
Yeah. What?
I guess people used to do that, though, you know, before airplanes.
Oh, wait a minute. Pyongyang to Vladivostok takes about 20 hours to get there.
What?
I guess if you go from Hajiko to Hajiko, it takes 8 days, but I...
What did he do?
But I guess he did 20 hours.
Oh, okay.
That's... まあ、それでも嫌だけど、まあ...
That's still a long time.
What's your overnight train
ride? What's your limit? What's your limit for a train ride? Before you go bushemi.
Train でしょ。え、普通になんか。え、でもこういうさ、キム・ジョンみたいなすごい多分レッグルームとかめっちゃあって、like you have the entire car and maybe there's like only kids in one car みたいなぐらいだったら、I don't know, maybe 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah.
But you get on the plane longer than that, don't you?
でもプレインも結構私10 hours ぐらいでもう限界。本当は。降りたい。
If you fly like Japan to like when you would go to Florida, how long does that take total to get?
Japan to Florida?わかんない like 12 hours or something? I don't know.
Total? You have a layover, right? There's no direct flight to Florida.
そうだね、そうね、いや。なんだっけ、シカゴとか、どっかでの理解だよね。
シカゴ、probably like
それ入れるとだから、15、18 hours とかかかるんじゃない、でも今だからロンドンから東京も、まあロシアの上飛べないから15時間かかるじゃん。So non-stop, like you're on the airplane for 15 hours.
So what, are they flying around that region or what?
Yeah, なんかアイスランドだか、なんかそのあっちの寒い方を通るみたいな。
Over the north.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long has it been since this...war in Ukraine started? Do you know? I can't even remember like, when this started.
Over 2 years now?
Didn't we think, or didn't experts think that this would be, I don't know, sort of a fairly quick deal? You know,
まだ over 2 years じゃないのかな? But close to 2 years, I guess.
But,
well,
know,
Putin thought that it would end in like 3 days or something, right?
Yeah, but then I remember all the experts and media telling me that, you know, Russia would not be able to sustain, you know, logistically they would like, you know, sort of come apart and...
I guess it depends on like what... Because I feel like...From 結構 the early stage there were two types of experts. I mean there were many experts who would be saying different things and they were all kind of like, you know, we don't really know for sure, but some people were saying that, you know, oh, Russia is going to run out of ammo or whatever and it's not going to last, they can't last that long. And then on the other side they were like, we should not be optimistic about it and, you know,So it was always this like, you know, ah, どっちかな、どっちかな, like, so, but yeah, it's, I think it's been going on for, like, a year and a half or so.
It doesn't seem like they're any closer to peace or some sort of resolution. And I can't tell that.Anyone's trying to do that, you know, it's sort of like one notch at a time, the US is getting more and more directly involved, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Russia's not trying, so.
Well, the West isn't trying either, right?Under the assumption that Russia's not interested. But Ukraine isn't, or at least the leadership of Ukraine is not interested in offering what we all assume Russia would want. You know, the Donbass region, Crimea, and I don't know.
But I mean, Russia can stop any day, right? But they are not stopping, so...
Well, yeah, I mean, they wouldn't stop without some sort of, you know, concessions or negotiation or something, right? I don't know. I mean, it seems like, you know, there have been, I think at this point, almost 300,000 casualties of young adults who were not allowed to leave Ukraine, and young adults who were not allowed to not fight for Russia. You know, like, you know, people who just got out of high school. So, you know, this is well in excess now of the casualties of Hiroshima. So, like, and I guess, you know, the little borderline moves around a little bit, but it hasn't moved much. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just surprised that there's so much support for this to sort of continue on the current trajectory, you know, sort of this meat grinder trajectory. I don't know. What is it? Not strange, or what do you think?
Well, I, まあ、これを継続することをサポートしているというか、
well,
ディフェンスし続けるしかない状態になってしまっているっていうことでしょう。だって到底飲めない条件を突きつけられているわけだから。
Is it defend? I mean, people are seemingly quite supportive of like fairly, you know, offensive tactics and weaponry on the Ukraine side. I mean, it just seems like we're is the plan to just defend? I mean, the defend thing is the stalemate that kills the most people in the long term, right?
Right. It's kind of like there's not that many choices, are there?
I think even when if you're... we don't like Putin or we have certain character, you know, characterizations of him, there should be far more attempts at negotiating, or at least...
Well, there's been like multiple occasions since this war started where he said that like 停戦するっていうか、ちょっと一旦市街地への攻撃は止めますって言って、まあ、その何時間か後に思いっきり爆弾を落としてるとかもう何回もやって。 It's like he has already sort of established that no one should really trust him, so that doesn't help either, right? So it's kind of like, okay, this guy says one thing, but then he does another thing. So, you know, how can you talk to someone like that? And, you know,
I mean, any war situation is going
to
be
involving,
you know, the enemy who's like killing your people ruthlessly, lying, deceiving, tactics, disinformation, propaganda. You know, this is par for the course. So, I don't know. Maybe this is the best way, but it's like...
It feels like it's not that there hasn't been a negotiation, or it's not that they're not doing anything and they're just like, I don't know, going along with what's going on now. Like, I don't think that's the case. Like, at least that's not the impression that I have.
Is this different than, I don't know, Iraq or one of these?
Yeah, like, I mean, Russia literally like the... invaded Ukraine.
Yes.
Like, literally. So
literally, hundreds of thousands of people are being killed, though.
Yeah. Because Russia invaded Ukraine. Like, Russia can leave any day. Like, they can leave right now. They can decide to stop it right
now.
Well,
I'm talking about what the West does. I'm not talking about... I'm not banking on Putin having a change of heart. That's not what I'm talking about.
Ukraine and the West are not in the position to stop, right? They can't just stop stop because then Ukraine will just disappear. But Russia can stop any day.
When you say Ukraine will disappear, we're talking about politicians, government officials, you know, sort of the political apparatus, the nationalism, you know?
And a lot of people will lose their lives.
Oh, you think that if... I think this would result in far more lives lost than the alternative. You know, I understand no one wants to give up territory, but I don't know. I'm very suspicious of like the military-industrial complex sort of fueling something only enough to keep it going and just keep spending money. So like those incentives are bad and they've led us astray in the past. So
yeah, I mean, obviously there are people making money off of this and we need to remember it, but I don't know if, you know, like at least for me, like following the experts and stuff, like I don't really have the impression that, oh, you know, they can actually stop it anytime they want, but then they just want to keep it going because they can make money. Like,
I'm very wary of, you know, Western propaganda around this too. We were lied to a lot when this conflict first started, and it was, you know, a lot of that was made apparent after the fact. But, you know, when you have certain national interests things going on, you know, you can very much expect that the propaganda isn't just one side, right? Do you know?
Yeah.
Like we're being and I see both, right?
Yeah, I see both. Like one side is like, yeah, so like, oh, you know, it's just America's fault and, you know, they're just trying to make money off of it. I mean, some part of it might be true, of course, but, you know, and, oh, you know, they're actually fueling it and Ukraine is in on it and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they kind of, and it's like, I see this, you know, narrative where as if like Ukraine can stop whenever they want, but then they are not like, on purpose or something. Like, I don't, obviously, like, I don't think that's the case at all. Like when you're being invaded, right? Like,
what if, let's say, you know, 100,000 people are being killed per week, just as a hypothetical, like limit case. Like there's some casualty level at which it doesn't make sense anymore, right? Just theoretically.
Yeah. I mean, no one is saying that it's ideal, right? No one wants what's going on right now, except for Putin, I guess.
Well,
but
even he's saying it's not ideal, obviously.
Yeah, so
I'm not
saying
it's ideal.
Of course, theoretically, like none of this happening is ideal. And if they can just talk like normal people and resolve this, it'll be perfect. But if you're dealing with someone like Putin, right, who has been quite unpredictable and, you know, we just don't know what he's thinking. And he has proven multiple times during this war. I guess it's nothing new, but like we know now that he has proven that he does lie blatantly. So.
Well, he assassinates people, but like if there were a million deaths per week, would we keep going? It's like Putin's crazy. We have to keep going. What if it's 10 million deaths per week? What if it's, you know, like it just, I don't know. Personally, I feel like we're kind of at the casualty level where there needs to be a paradigm shift of some kind, but I don't, maybe other people don't.
Yeah,
feel
I guess
that
it's,
way.
I guess it's like about the consequence as well, right? It's like, I guess there's part of it where, you know, if, yeah, of course, it's not ideal. We want to stop it as soon as possible. And so we stop it, which means that we will, I mean, Ukraine will have to give in to, you know, whatever Russia wants. And sure, the war might stop.
Well, it's not whatever they want. It's some sort of
certain things that they deal. Want that Ukraine does not want at all. And then now what, right? Now it's going to be the precedent where, okay, this one country can invade this country. And if, you know, you sustain it enough and you just kill each other enough, then, you know, this invaded partner, like counterpart, will have to give in.
Do you think give America's, them whatever they want? I say America, but, you know, Europe's involved too, obviously. But, like, the plan is to defeat Russia, like defeat the country Russia and depose of Putin. And that'll happen without World War III. I don't see that.
I don't know.
What's the plan? I don't get it. I don't know.
I mean, Putin started it and nobody knows what the plan is.
Yeah.
Right?
But this is,
I mean, that's the viewpoint. I think that's very important here. You know, Putin started it. He didn't have to, but he started it. And then he can stop it any time of the day. He can stop it right now if he says it, because he's in control, right? We all know that.
He doesn't think he started it. So, like, people on the West think he started it.
Yeah, because everything is other people's fault. Yeah, I've listened to his speech. Like, everything, literally. He's so bitter and he's so scared and everything is other people's fault, right? So he has this, like, very jaded, like, negative view of the world. And yeah, so I mean, but he started it. He invaded a country and, you know, Ukraine has to defend itself. And it's like, yeah, of course, what's the plan?
But he started it is an interpretation of events. Right. And so the West has one interpretation and he has his interpretation.
I mean,
and so we can say that
Putin can say that he was pushed to do it. But then, I mean, you can't just invade another country and say that, oh, you know, like point fingers and be like, oh, they pushed me to do this.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, so people on the West agreeing with each other doesn't make any difference. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we can, you know, I mean, it's really difficult. Putin has made it really difficult for the West to, you know, like, even meet him the halfway or just like empathize with him, right? Because it's like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you doing? So,
yeah, I mean,
it's not like, oh, you know, let's listen to him and see, you know, where he's coming from and maybe, you know, we can understand him. But it's all like very delusional. And I guess he's old too, but I don't know how much of what he says that he actually believes. I guess nobody knows really, but, you know, he kills off his own people and it's just like,
do you think
it's not ideal, but like, how do you talk to somebody like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a huge failure of leadership, at least in the U.S. and in the West on this. It's just been so long. I don't know. It seemed like before this, we were in a different era. You know, we were in this era of like things like this not happening, like ever again. And,
でもやっぱそれが in an ideal world, yes, but 何を言っててもなんかやっぱりこういう絶対に分かり合えない人がどっかの国のリーダーになってるなるとか、そういう人の命を軽視してるようなタイプの人、そうやって自分の知り合いでも暗殺しちゃったりするような人がどっかの国のリーダーになるっていうのは、まあどの瞬間にでもあり得ることなんだなっていうのを思い知らされてるみたいな感じじゃない。だからみんなで共有してたと思った価値観、この第二次世界大戦とかを経験して、もうみんなで絶対やめようねって学習したはず、分かってたはず、共有してたはずだと思ったものが全然共有されてなかったみたいなさ。
Do you think the US should get directly involved? Like more directly?
No. Like directly as in like what?
Well, instead of
直接攻撃するみたいなことってこと?
Well, instead of like sending, you know, billions of dollars of military equipment and jets and stuff. And contractors, they start deploying U.S. soldiers. Like that's, there's not that many notches left or levels left before that happens, right? We're right. only like one or two steps removed from that at this point, right?
And, I don't know.
Well, what else is left? Once you're giving them the planes and the tanks and the ammo and the cruise missiles and, you know.
I don't know. どうなるんだろうね、本当に。まあ、to be honest, like, the last 3 weeks ぐらいちゃんとフォローしてないから、今、何、latest situation っていうかどうなってるかよく分かってないんだけど。
うん。
You know.
I think there's some but, new like targeted long range missile systems that are being given to Ukraine.
I saw the headlines. I don't really know what kind of context it was, but I saw that Putin said something like he wants like Trump to become the president, or he is glad that Trump has said that if he becomes the president, he will end this in like a couple days or something.
Well, I'll never know with these headlines lately. Did you see the whole, what the media reporting was on the Starlink, like the Elon Starlink situation?
No.
You didn't see that? That's crazy. No.
Everything has been about this like fugitive guy here, so.
What fugitive guy?
This like terrorism related man like broke out of prison and they couldn't find him for some days.
Is he like Al-Qaeda or something? ISIS?
No, I guess he had made some threats and he made some, maybe he had a gun or something. I can't really remember. I don't think he's killed anyone or anything, but, or maybe what? I'm wrong, but,
why is it such big news?
Because he broke out of prison.
That happened here like 3 days ago. Happens all the time.
Yeah. So they were talking about that too. And they were like,
I think he was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. They haven't caught that one, right? They caught the guy here, but then it turned into this, you know, budget cut issues where, you know, prisons don't have enough budget, and that's why at nighttime they only had like 7 people working or something for like I don't know, like 10,000 prisoners or whatever. I don't really remember the details, but とにかくそのバジェット cuts で、まあ人がちゃんと働いてない、てか働いてる人が少なすぎてこういうことが起きるんだみたいな話になって、じゃあ government のせいじゃんみたいな感じですごい And then, you know, they obviously didn't want him to fly out of the country. So the airport security became more like strict or whatever, you know. とかなんかいろいろあって、ずっとその話になってた。It's like, this is what happens if you cut costs, like, you know, budget for the prisons, みたいな。
Didn't some, one of the larger cities in the UK, like, go bankrupt recently?
I don't know. そうなの?
Yeah, there was like an equal pay lawsuit that like bankrupted this city.
Huh?
It's like some, because the, I guess the payouts were more than they could afford or something.
Huh. あ、そうなんだ。あ、これ? Birmingham. Birmingham is bankrupt.
Birmingham, like the second largest, isn't it like the second largest city?
I think so. Oh, yeah. I had totally missed this. Declares bankruptcy after equal pay claim.
Just CUNY. Birmingham is bankrupt.
What?
You largest... didn't even hear about it. you're paying attention to this terrorist and like the second largest city just goes bankrupt.
Yeah, because that like, that could have affected my husband directly because he was like going on a business trip.
I guess New York City is going to go bankrupt.
What?
Did you see the speech by the mayor?
No.
The mayor was like really pro illegal immigration. That's kind of weird to say, but he was pro illegal immigration. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to say just pro immigration because when you say immigration, it should be assumed that it's legal.
Yeah.
But, so he made New York City a sanctuary city. And so there was all this busing from states that aren't sanctuary into New York City. And the mayor of New York has done a 180. And he's now saying, like, this is a disaster. And New York City is, like, doomed unless they stop immigrants from coming into New York City.
Like illegal immigrants, you mean?
Illegal immigrants that...
Right.
Are being let into the country.
Okay.
So, I think New York City is still the largest city in the U.S. Obviously, if they went bankrupt, that would be bad.
Yeah.
It's a big issue here.
Right. Ma, here too, you know, like the you know, a lot of the boats are coming and things like that, and
Are they entering with asylum status, or how does it work over there?
I don't know, but...
Or refugee status?
What? I think the Prime Minister made some interview or video the other day, and he was, like, talking about it, and he was saying how, like, some of the boats, if it turns out that they have some criminal record or something, we will send them back to... you know, some different country in Africa or whatever. And he was like slightly, he was like slightly smiling when he was talking about it.
Okay.
And なんかそれがちょっとサイコパス味があるというか、なんかそれはまあこんなスマイルしながら、 I think criminal record の話じゃなかったのかな。なんかその量が多かったら他の国に回すみたいな話、なんかとにかくちょっとよく覚えてないんだけどさ、なんかすごいにこやかに喋ってて、you know, it's kind of, I mean, I don't really like him, but なんか he's like so polite and, you know, he looks rich, he is super rich, but yeah.文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとに問題を出題している宿題プラン、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。エッセイがね、出てるはず。 何の話をしたかというと、あ、そうだ、書き言葉と口語の違いというか、うん、それをどういうふうに覚えればいいかとか、どうやって調べればいいかっていうご質問をもらったので、それにお答えしています。ちょっと音声で今回も出したので聞いてみてください。あとメンバーシップのブログも新しいの出てるよね。
うん、
いや、それも音声で出してるので、ぜひ聞いてみてください。冒頭でお伝えした通り、バイリンガルニュース公式サイトで新しいキャップ販売中です。猫星人キャップファイナル、白いキャップ、いろんな服に合うかなと思うので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。ツイッター、フェイスブック、インスタグラム、スレッズやっているので、フォローお願いします。おしまい。
I just want to say like, apologies for the various cat noises and interruptions this time.
はい、
be better next
time. かわいい猫ちゃんでした。終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。